can be true. Which means that for millions of people, religion will turn out to have been a bum steer as regards the hereafter. Science seemed the better bet. For the most part, science has this to say. Yeah, right. If there were a soul, an etheric disembodied you that can live on, independent of your brain, we scientists would know about it. In the words of the late Francis Crick, co-discoverer of the structure of DNA and author of the astonishing hypothesis, The Scientific Search for the Soul, you, your joys and your sorrows, your memories and your ambitions, your sense of personal identity and free will are in fact no more than the behavior of a vast assembly of nerve cells and their associated molecules. But can you prove that, Dr. Crick? If not, then it's no more good to me than the proclamations of God in the Old Testament. It's just the opinion, however learned, of one more white-haired, all-knowing geezer. What I'm after is proof. Or evidence, anyway. Evidence that some form of disembodied consciousness persists when the body closes up shop. Or doesn't persist. Proof is a tremendously comforting thing. When I was little, I used to worry that one day, without warning, the invisible forces that held me to the earth were going to conk out, and that I would drift up into space like a party balloon.